主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起来分享这篇信息。心痛。
We will share the message of heartache.
你有心痛过吗？
Have you encountered heartache before?
心痛到底是怎样的？
How does heartache feel?
我们看圣经有一个答案。
There is an answer in the Bible.
什么叫做心痛？
What is heartache?
请看路加福音书的第二章。
Let us refer to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音书二章，我们读三十五节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 35.
来，一、二、三。西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子被立。”是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来。请注意，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul.
这就是心痛。
So this is what heartache means.
这个痛不是一般的痛。
It is not ordinary pain.
心啊，被刀刺透了。刺进去，刺透了。
But your heart would be pierced by a sword.
玛利亚因为爱神
，because Mary loved God，
她情愿接受神的安排来怀孕这个主耶稣。
She accepted the arrangement of God to conceive Jesus.
她向天使讲这句话。
And she said this to the angel.
她说：“使你情愿照主的话来成就在我的身上。”
So that she allowed that the word of God be accomplished through her.
你听起来没有什么。
Although it may seem like not much,
就是接受神的安排嘛。
It seems as though she's just.
但你知道，他这种接受、这种情愿要付出多少代价，你知道吗
？But do you know the price that she had to pay in order to accept this arrangement?
很多时候，我们看圣经只是轻轻的带过，轻轻的描述。
Whenever we read the Bible, we just briefly glance through.
里面要付出的、要受的痛苦、要背的十字架是多么的重，多么的沉重呀
！But do we understand how heavy the cost is to bear the cross？
特别是在一个当时保守的社会
，especially during a conservative society。
纵使在今天的社会，有道德的人也还不能接受的，也是一样不能接受的。
Even today, those with morals cannot accept this.
一个童女还没有结婚，还没有结婚，怎么怀孕呢？怎么生孩子呢？你在开玩笑吗？你？
How can a virgin conceive a child before marriage?
你以为在当时这件事情是小事呀
？Do you think that that incident was a small matter back then?
你走出去，你的家人怎么看你？你的亲戚怎么看你？三姑六婆怎么说你
？What are the things that your relatives would say about you when you leave your home?
还有整个社会怎么样评论你？整个社会
？The entire society would be judging you.
这种苦还没有完呢。
And the suffering doesn't just end there.
玛利亚看到她的孩子主耶稣不断的受羞辱，不断的被后来被钉死，那个心几痛呀
！Mary encountered great suffering when she saw her son being humiliated and eventually crucified.
原来每个爱主的人
，as someone who loves God，
他有时要承受的痛是非常的痛苦。
The pain she had to endure was truly great.
那是因为心像刀被刺透了。
Because her heart was pierced through with a sword.
有心的人，有谁未曾伤心过
？So those with a heart would surely encounter sorrow.
有眼睛的人，请问有谁未曾流过眼泪
？Those with eyes would surely have shed tears.
有气息的人，请问有谁未曾叹息过
？And those who have a breath would surely have sighed before.
每个人都有受过伤的经验。
All of us have been hurt before.
无论是什么伤，都会让我们感觉到痛。
Regardless of the hurt we felt, we feel pain.
所有的痛当中，最痛的痛就是心痛。
And the greatest pain is heartache.
或许每个人的回答都不一样。
Perhaps everyone would have a different answer.
但我深深的认为，最深刻的体会到。最痛的痛就是心痛。
But I believe that the greatest pain is heartache.
我曾经心痛过。
I have encountered heartache before.
而且是真正的心在痛。
And my heart truly ached.
我的心痛不像你们所说的失去了一些 或者最亲爱的人离开了而心痛，不是那种心痛。
My heartache wasn't the heartache that you encounter when our loved ones depart.
在14年前
，14 years ago，
总会差派我到印尼谢主圣宫。
The General Assembly sent me to Indonesia.
主要是要上在神学院上课，教那些当传道的那些学生。
So I had to conduct theology classes for the training preachers.
神学院的课都不是开玩笑，不是一般的课来的。
And the classes are no joke.
然后还有很多很多场的灵恩会。
And there were also many spiritual meetings.
然后还有布道会。
And evangelical meetings.
然后还有一些晚间的平时聚会。
As well as some night services.
也有一些特别的讲习会。
There were also special seminars.
反正在两个月里面都要做这些重要的工作，都一直在讲，每天都在讲。
And I had to do all of these important works within 2 months, so I had to speak every day.
灵恩会的主题是灵节征战这个主题。
So the topic of the spiritual meeting was spiritual warfare.
原来我还没有到印尼，我在机场 KLIA 机场办登机手续的时候，灵节征战就开始了。
So my spiritual warfare began when I was at KLIA boarding.
因为我最重要的那个手提包啊， Because、里面装了圣经、资料、奖章、各种的讲习会、灵恩会的奖章，全部不见了。
Because my hand luggage, which contained all my important documents like my scripts, as well as my the things I would say, went missing.
全部见都没有关系啊。
If I lost money, it would be fine.
你没有圣经，没有奖章，没有资料，你怎么样去讲课哦？ But, 每天都要讲的哦，不是讲一堂哦。
But without my script and Bible, how am I supposed to speak? Because I was supposed to speak every day.
到那边的时候已经是傍晚，太阳下山了。明天一早六点钟就祷告会，然后就开始上课了。
But the very next morning, after I arrived at 6, I would have to speak.
神学院讲课从早上讲到傍晚五点钟。
And during these theology sessions, I would have to speak from the morning until the evening.
那是在讲罗马书啊。
And at that time, I had to speak about the book of Romans.
罗马书我没有讲过，第一次讲呀。
And it was my first time speaking about it.
完全是要靠准备的资料，没有资料讲不出来呀。
Therefore, I had to rely entirely on the information I prepared.
不要讲资料，连圣经中文圣经都没有了。
But I didn't even have my Chinese Bible with me.
空空的到教会去。
Empty-handed, I arrived at church.
不懂怎么办啊。
And I did not know what to do.
然后印尼哦，当时要找一本中文圣经啊，很难很难哦。
And it was extremely difficult.
因为没有人看中文圣经，都是看印尼文的。
To find a Chinese Bible because most of the members read Indonesian.
后来有一个姐妹说，她的妈妈去世了，留下一本圣经，能不能够？能不能够用这一本？我说当然可以啊，
so、
有就好了。
A sister offered a Chinese Bible left by her late mother.
到明天早祷会还没有来啊，圣经还没有来。But, 八点钟就要开始上课了，圣经还没有，怎么样讲哦？
But although,
圣经都没有，你怎样讲课哦？
The next morning, although the class was supposed to start at 8 a.m., the Bible did not arrive.
先祷告吧。
So I had no choice but to pray.
祷告起来，一本圣经放在那个桌子上。
And when I arose from prayer, I saw a Bible on the table.
神即时安排，即时讲课之前到达。
Due to the timely arrangement of God, the Bible arrived.
翻开圣经，全部白白的。
When I opened the Bible,
所谓白白，就是我们的圣经很多资料的，我有写很多东西的，一些见证的，一些重点的，什么都没有的，白白的，就是只有字而已啊。
When I opened the Bible, there was nothing but the printed text without any annotation.
那时真的是很痛苦，非常痛苦。那时还不是心痛，只是痛苦，
At that time,
不是心痛。
I suffered a lot, but I had not encountered heartache yet.
只能够靠圣灵来讲道理。
I could only rely on the Holy Spirit.
真的是靠圣灵讲道理，已经没有办法准备了。
That was my only method because I had no chance to prepare.
也来不及准备了。
I had no time to prepare.
真的这个时候被圣灵充满。
At that moment, I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为你总会知道这件事，有些传道来看来关心，你怎么讲呀？传道你怎么讲呀？
When the,
他们来看啊，坐坐来听，看我讲什么东西呀、啊、
？When the Indonesian GA heard about it, some preachers came over to share concern.
有一些一直替我祷告呀。
And they prayed for me.
圣灵替我讲道理哦，一直讲一直讲，那个道理那些资料一直出来，那些生命的道理真理全部一直出来。
So the truth and the word of life came out from me with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
一个多月讲神学院都讲不完, 罗马书讲不完,
So with a time of a month, I had no chance to finish the teachings in the Book of Romans.
我知道这不是我在讲，是圣灵帮我在讲。
Therefore, I knew that it wasn't me who was speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
后来我想起主耶稣讲过这句话，这篇道理。
Later on, I recalled the teaching.
到那个时候，你不用担心你要讲什么，你不用担心。
That we do not need to be afraid of what we need to say.
圣灵会指教我们，会帮助我们讲话。
The Holy Spirit will teach us what to speak.
这个记载在哪里？那些年轻人，你去找一下。
So you can look up which scripture this is recorded in.
好，那拜五到十二点，拜五特别是拜五十二点就结束了，就要一定要结束神学院的讲课。
So, I had to conclude the whole session on Friday 12 p.m.
因为拜五晚上就要到很远的地方去谢主灵恩会，晚上开始。
Because I had to go to a far away place to assist in the spiritual meeting.
就去坐飞机了。 坐飞机到另一个城市了。
After rushing and eating my meal, I rushed to the airport.
一到那边就开始讲课了。
And when I arrived at a different city, I started to speak again.
那时候我还记得那个是苏拉巴亚教会。
And I remember that it was Surabaya Church.
灵恩会的主题是灵节征战。So
the topic was spiritual warfare.
当我在讲这个道理的时候，
When I was speaking the sermon,
魔鬼很早就知道我要对付他，我要讲谁，他要讲他的问题。
Satan knew that I wanted to speak against him.
所以他很不甘愿哦。 把我在机场的那个所有的资料都拿走了，
He was reluctant to allow me to do that, so he took away all of my information. So he was telling me, since you are so good, let's see how you will speak right now. So he was waiting for a good show.
这是我真实的经验哦。
So this is my personal experience. And I truly suffered.
每一次休息下，讲完一节课，休息就是在传道房祷告，祷告了又出来讲，讲了回去又是祷告。
So during each break, I would go to the preacher's room to pray, and then I come out to speak.
吃午餐的时候，随便吃吃，就是一直在祷告，心里也一直在祷告，一直在想那个课要怎么讲。
After rushing my meal, I would pray and wonder how am I supposed to speak.
那我在讲道理，这是灵恩会在讲道理的时候。
And during the spiritual meeting, when I was speaking the sermon,
忽然间，我的心哦，好像被一只无形的手哦伸进去，扭了一下呀。
I felt as though an invisible hand extended into my heart and twisted it.
痛到我眼泪也飙出来呀。
And it was so pain that I even shed tears.
然后汗水一直流啊，是冷的，脸色青青苍白的。
And cold sweat was emitted.
然后开始在抖啊，痛到我在一直在抖。
And with a pale complexion, I began to shiver and tremble.
再来第二次。
And the second time,
那个无形的手扭了我的心一下，然后扯一下，这样扯一下，我喊出来啊，在讲台上喊出来。
The invisible hand twisted my heart and pulled it, and I shouted on the pulpit.
那些信徒都知道传道一定发生事情了。
So the members knew that something was going on.
有些敏感的，赶快替传道祷告。
Those who were more sensitive immediately prayed for me.
那些蒙查查的还是传道做什么？
So those,
他为什么讲到停下来，还蒙查查？
Those who were blurred, they wondered why I suddenly stopped.
那个翻译的也一直在替我祷告，他最清楚，站在我旁边。
And the interpreter was most aware, so he prayed for me.
我没有办法再讲下去哦。
I had no.
因为痛啊。
I could not continue on because it was very painful.
我心里一直祷告，主耶稣帮助我。
So I prayed for the Lord Jesus.
耶稣让我胜过撒旦的攻击，撒旦在攻击我。
So that I would prevail over the attacks of Satan.
他攻击我的心啊。
Because he was attacking my heart.
他不是让我的手受伤，让我的脚流血，不是呀。
He was not injuring my arm or my leg.
这些受伤算不了什么的。
Because injuries to my arms and leg could be bandaged.
他是对攻击你。
But Satan attacked my heart instead.
那神怜悯我，保守我。
So with the protection and guidance of God.
后来我尝试继续再讲哦，那个声音在发抖的。
When
I
attempted to speak, my voice was trembling.
过了好几分钟才慢慢正常起来。
After a few minutes, I slowly regained my composure. I continued speaking about spiritual warfare.
这是我14年前我经历过的被魔鬼攻击我的心啊，我经历的经验。
This was my experience being attacked by Satan 14 years ago.
那里面还有很多的细节，很多的见证。
There are still many details and witnessing.
那么资料没有了，那电话也没有了。
Without my information and my phone,
我到印尼机场了，要怎么联络总会啊？
How was I supposed to contact the GA in Indonesia?
你可以向人家借电话，可是电话号码我记不起来呀。我们通常现在都没有记号码了的。
Sure, I could borrow a phone, but I did not know their number.
那总会有派人来接我，那个人看不到我啊，他来了又走了，他说传道没有来哦，他走掉了。
The GA sent someone to receive me, but he could not find me, so he left.
两个小时没有人了。
So I was waiting there for 2 hours.
然后就祷告咯。
So I had to pray.
那又没有电话，又忘记地址，那你要怎么去教会啊？地址都，你至少要有地址嘛，要跟德西老讲嘛。
Without my phone or an address, I could not go to church.
我祷告后呢，整排的那个计程车啊，我祷告后就去点一个吧，随便找一个吧。
So after praying, I just selected one of the cars.
我说, Abang,
and I said,
Kamu tahu itu gereja ayam ga? Kamu tahu ga? Gereja ayam.
So I asked him, do you know gereja ayam?
Huh? Apa gereja ayam?
So he asked me, what is gereja ayam?
Dia biar atas, ada satu ayam.
So I told him that there's a chicken on top of the roof. So there's a rooster on the roof.
Itu kerja kan? Oh, saya tahu.
So the taxi driver knew of that church.
我也不知道他是不是骗我，还是要我的钱呢？乱乱讲呀。
To be honest, I didn't know if he was bluffing.
反正祷告了，只好上车咯。
So after praying, I had no choice but to enter the car.
我记得雅加达教会，沙拉胡定啊。 雅加达教会对面就有一间公鸡教会，真的是格雷加阿扬，真的。
I remember opposite the church there was a sort of like a rooster church.
你不太相信，因为它的屋顶上哈有一只公鸡啊。Because
there was a rooster on the roof.
原来他们的意思是这个公鸡是叫醒彼得的那只公鸡，彼得不是沉睡吗？鸡叫醒彼得。 让他知道他错了。
Because the rooster was the one who awoken Peter in his slumber.
印尼一些教会哈，外教会有放一些动物的，你注意看。
So if you notice, there are other churches in Indonesia that put animals on the roof.
还好我还记得这个公鸡教会。
So
thankfully，就在我到公鸡教会的面前。
Thankfully, I remembered about the rooster church, and they sent me to that church.
看过去，各一条马路，大马路，那就是真耶稣教会啊。And
opposite the main road was the True Jesus Church.
是这样到教会去的，公鸡教会的这样到教会去的。That
was how I arrived at church through the rooster church.
那后来呢？很谢神啊。
We thank God.
那我就写了一行字。I
wrote a sentence.
加在我的圣经里面。
And put it in my Bible.
失去的原来是要得的更多。So
I lose in order to gain more. I lose in order to gain more.
单单那个讲道，那一两个月的讲道，那边我得的很多很多。Through
sermonizing for those 2 months, I gained many things.
因为圣灵在教我讲道理啊，这个经验没有几个人有的。Because
the Holy Spirit was teaching me to speak. And this is an experience that not everyone has.
魔鬼让我失去，是不能够再做工，不能够再讲道理，而且受到羞辱。
Satan may have hindered my work and humiliated me.
耶稣说，没关系，你失去吧，你失去，我要给你更多。
But Jesus told me that it is fine because he would give me more.
那我也做一个检讨。
So I also reflected.
我们今天的长职传道人呢，因为有电脑嘛。
Because our preachers and ministers have computers.
因为我的电脑很多资料也没有了。 电脑都没有了。I
lost my computer as.
我们现在讲道理很容易吗？那个电脑就出来，什么资料都有，太容易了。
So sermonizing is very easy with a few clicks. You can access information.
我不喜欢你这样准备道理。
But Jesus doesn't like it.
你都是在靠电脑，靠这些资料。
Because we are just relying on our computer.
你的心已经很久没有真正靠我了，已经很久了。
Our hearts are not relying on Jesus.
我现在借助魔鬼的工具，让你失去一切。
He caused me to lose all my information.
简单说，从零开始。
So I had to start from scratch.
一张白纸，空空的。
With nothing but a plain piece of paper.
我现在教你讲道。
So now Jesus taught me to speak.
那整两个月都是这样。
For 2 whole months, I had to speak like this.
灵恩会你有好几堂道理哦，有八九堂道理啊，在印尼，八九堂。
In Indonesia, a spiritual meeting would have 8 to 9 sermons.
你不用准备，你已经没有时间准备呀。
I had no time to prepare.
上去这样翻圣经就一直讲，然后圣灵就带领翻圣经啊。So, 记不得这样多,
I could not remember too many things, so once I entered the pulpit, I have to rely on the Bible and the Holy Spirit. So it was truly a spiritual warfare.
但是后来有一个就是给我这个红包啊。
Later on, a deacon gave me this red packet.
我已经收藏14年多了。
And I kept this with me for 14 years.
他说我要回去的时候，他说传道这个给你。
Before returning, he passed this to me.
这个钱拿来买电脑，拿来买圣经，重新买一个电脑，重新买一本圣经。
So this money is for you to buy a new computer and a new Bible.
你好好的讲，准备讲道理。
Please prepare your sermons properly.
让信徒得到更多造就，主耶稣得更多的荣耀。
So that the members and will be edified.
这个红包是给我买电脑买圣经的。
So this red packet is meant for me to purchase.
钱早都用完了，但是红包还在。
But I've used up all the money, but I still keep this red packet.
那我就写下这行字在这个红包里面，失去的原来是要得的更多。
So I wrote that statement here. I lose to gain more.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
有时神拿走我们一些东西。
Sometimes Jesus may take away things.
我们感觉到很痛苦，失去了。
With a few great suffering for losing.
但请你相信神。
But please believe in God.
他让我们失去，原来是要我们得更多。
Because he wants us to lose in order to gain more.
那我要讲的就是我曾经心痛。
So what I want to say is I had a heartache before.
是真正的心痛。
And my heart truly ached.
我们现在从圣经上来看心痛这篇道理。
So from the Bible, let us discuss the teachings of heartache.
我们看大卫的心痛。
Let us look at the heartache of David.
请看诗篇55篇。
Let us refer to Psalms 55.
诗篇55篇。
Psalms 55.
我们读第四节。
Let us read verse 4.
来，我心在我里面甚是疼痛，死的惊慌临到我身。 大卫见证说，他的心里面很痛很痛，这叫做心痛。
David testified that his heart was severely pained.
而且死亡的阴影已经笼罩住他了，离死不过一步而已。
And the terrors of death fell upon him.
那说明他现在的处境非常的危急，非常的危险。
That meant that he was in a very precarious state.
但是为什么会心痛呢？
But why was his heart in pain?
他说出心痛的原因。
So he stated his reason.
一个战士常常在战场上的人是不怕死的啦，老实讲。
A warrior,
怕死的人不能够成为勇士，不能够成为英雄的。
A warrior on the battlefield will not fear death because they cannot become a hero like that.
所以死亡临到不是他心痛的原因，绝对不是。
Therefore, his heart was in pain not because of death.
那他心痛的原因是什么呢？
So what was the reason behind it?
来，我们读12节到14节。
Let us read verses 12 to 14.
第二三，原来不是仇敌辱骂我，若是仇敌还可以忍耐，也不是恨我的人向我狂大，若是恨我的人，我就躲避他。不料是你呀，兄弟，你原与我平等，是我的同伴。 是我自己的朋友呀，我们素常彼此谈论，以为甘甜。我们以群众在神的殿中同行，原来他是被最亲密的朋友、最信任的朋友出卖了。
He was betrayed by his closest friend.
这是他最心痛的原因。
And that was the reason behind his greatest suffering.
如果被仇敌出卖、被仇敌攻击。 那没什么的，仇敌本来就是恨我的，我本来就打算面对他的呀。
If we were to be betrayed by our enemies, we would feel nothing because they are meant to attack us.
往往呢，我们最信任的人，我们的同工，一起努力，一起做圣工，一起来爱神的那个人背叛你。
However, it is often our most trusted friend and co-worker in Christ that betrays us.
你没有受过这种背叛，你不知道那什么叫做心痛。
If you had not been betrayed like this, you would not know what heartache would be.
主耶稣也是受他最爱的门徒来出卖的。
Even Jesus was betrayed by his beloved disciple.
等一下我们会看到主耶稣的心痛是什么。
And later on, we would see the heartache of Jesus.
那大卫遇到这样的心痛、这样的背叛，他怎么样面对呢？在痛苦中，他怎么做呢？
What was David supposed to do when encountering this heartache?
十六节
，verse 16。
一二三，至于我，我要求，我求告神，耶和华必拯救我。在这种痛苦当中，只能够求神。
And in this suffering, all that he could do was to pray to God. He had to believe that God would stand on his side and save him.
这个就是祷告交托神，相信神会拯救。
This is what it means to pray and entrust to God.
然后二十二节，他勉励我们。
In verse 22, he encourages us.
如果你遇到这种痛苦。
If we encounter this suffering,
这是一个很重很重的重担。
This is a very great and heavy burden.
来二十二节
，verse 22.
你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必无养你，他永不叫一人动摇。他勉励我们要把这种痛苦的重担卸给神，交托给神。
He encourages us to cast our burden to God.
二十三节
，verse 23.
他坚信神是公义的，是信实的真神。
Because God is truly righteous and faithful.
所以我们在心痛的时候，对神的心哦，绝对不可以动摇。
Therefore, in our suffering, our hearts cannot waver.
相信神会支持我们。
We must
会帮助我们，因为神是公义的，你是无辜的。
We must believe that God will support us because God is righteous and we are innocent.
好，这是大卫心痛的他的反应，他在做什么？
This was,
心痛的时候他在做什么
？This was David's reactions and actions during his heartache.
我们现在来看主耶稣的心痛。
Now let us look at the heartache of Jesus.
主耶稣什么时候心痛呢
？When did Jesus encounter heartache？
我们看约翰福音书十三章。
Let us refer to John chapter 13.
约翰福音书十三章。
John chapter 13.
我们读十八节。
Let us read verse 18.
一二三。我这话不是只做你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁，现在要应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。主耶稣说了这话，就开始忧愁了。
After saying this, Jesus fell into great sorrow.
我们看二十一节。
Let us read verse 21.
一二三。耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”耶稣说了这个话，他心里非常的忧愁，非常的痛苦。
After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit.
我们再看二十五到二十七节。
Now let us read verses 25 to 27.
一二三。那门徒便就是靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说：“主啊，是谁？”耶稣回答说：“我沾一点饼给谁，就是谁。”耶稣就沾了一点饼，递给加勒人西门的儿子犹大。他吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心。耶稣便对他说：“你所做的，快做吧。”再读三十节
，verse 30。
犹大受了那点饼，立刻就出去。那时候是夜间了。这是记录在圣餐当中，在最后的晚餐当中，犹大出卖主的经过。
This is the process of Judas betraying Jesus during the Last Supper.
我要讲的就是三十节。
What I want to emphasize is verse 30。
主耶稣眼睁睁的、眼睁睁的看着犹大出去了。
Jesus personally witnessed Judas leaving.
你知道这个出去是什么意思吗
？Do you know what it means when we say that?
眼睁睁的看着门徒离开了救恩，离开了天国，一直往地狱里面走。
He saw how his disciple departed from salvation.
然后主耶稣无可奈何，就是没办法做什么。
But Jesus could not stop him from heading towards hell.
因为要做的都做了，要讲的都讲了，
because
要劝勉的都劝勉了。
He had done all he could do, and he had said all the encouragement he could say.
甚至主耶稣直接说：“就是你。” 不要假装了，那出卖我的就是你来的，你不要再假了。
Jesus even told him to stop pretending, for it was him who would betray Jesus. But he pretended like nothing happened.
那你叫耶稣还要怎么样讲，还要怎么样说呢？
都这么明白了。What else could Jesus do or say?
要耶稣拉住他吗？抱住他吗？要这样子做吗？
Did Jesus have to pull him and hug him to stop him?
这样做有用吗？抱住他有用吗？
Would there be a purpose or would that be useful?
你要做的赶快做吧，你就去做吧。
What you want to do, quickly do.
耶稣讲这句话的时候，心都碎了。
When Jesus said that, his heart was broken.
因为犹大也是他疼爱的，是他拣选的。
Because Judas was a disciple that he loved and chose.
爱了他这么多，这么深。
He loved him for so long and so deeply.
一样给他洗脚。
And he also washed his feet.
一样跟他吃圣餐，没有说拒绝他。
He also partook in the holy communion with him.
最后还拿一点饼给他。
He even passed him a piece of bread.
意思说，希望我对你的爱。对你的关怀，你能够感动，你能够回头吧。
He hoped that he would repent and turn back from his ways because of the love of Jesus.
可是犹大拿起来就吃啊，没好像没事发生。
But Judas merely received the bread and
ate it. 如果是你，你吃得下去吗？
If it were you, could you consume the bread?
其他的门徒都不敢再吃了，没有人再动了。
Even the other disciples did not dare to touch the
food. 因为耶稣讲，你们当中有人要卖我，这个事情太可怕了。
Because Jesus had told them of a terrifying thing about
to happen. 如果你在现场，你在当中，管他，谁要卖你要管他，你吃得下吗？
If you were there, could you actually eat that bread?
没有人吃得下，也没有人敢再吃了。
No one could eat the bread, nor did they dare to eat the bread.
这种态度是正确的，是应该有的，不敢再吃了。要出卖耶稣这个事情太可怕了，
this,
还敢吃啊？还敢在享受那些鸡肉啊，享受那些鱼肉啊。
And this is the right attitude to have because someone is about to betray Jesus.
可是犹大好像没事这样啊，所以说拿饼给他照样拿来吃呀。
But Judas acted as if nothing had happened.
他的心是什么心？这时候心是怎样的心啊
？So what heart did Judas have?
魔鬼进入了他的心。
Because Satan had already entered his heart.
主耶稣眼睛睁睁的看着他出去，进入黑暗里面。那时是黑夜了，那就是很黑暗的，往黑暗里面走去了。
And it was night, so Jesus saw Judas leaving for darkness.
我要说的就是主耶稣的心痛了。
So this is the heartache of Jesus.
所以主耶稣在祷告的时候，在克西马尼园向天父祷告的时候这样说。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prayed to the Heavenly Father.
除了那个灭亡之子。除了他
，He said, aside from that person,
没有一个失落，没有一个跌倒，我都保守了他们。
I have protected them, so no one else has fallen.
除了这个撒旦之子
，for the son of Satan,
他要替魔鬼做事，他要把主耶稣出卖。
Because he was doing the work of Satan, he was betraying Jesus.
魔鬼之子是灭亡之子，不是神的儿女。
The action of a son of Satan.
我讲过他，我责备过他。
I have rebuked him. I have told him off.
我爱过他。
I have loved him.
我给过他很多机会。
I have given him many opportunities.
但是很难要这样做。
But he still insisted on his ways.
那就 go ahead 吧，你就去吧。
In that case, he can go ahead with his own
things. 所以我们今天信徒，你要明白哦。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must understand.
耶稣借着道理、借着圣经、借着传道，常常在提醒、在责备的时候，你不要一直硬着心肠。
Through the preacher, sermon, and the Bible, when God rebukes you, do not grumble in your heart.
你真的这时要醒过来，要悔改，主啊，感谢你让我听到这样的道理，让我醒过来。
Instead,
你要感谢神啊。
You must come to your senses and thank God for allowing you to realize.
因为有一天传道也软弱的时候，传道也迷失的时候，也受迷惑的时候，我也希望人家叫醒我啊，点醒我，打醒我啊。
Because one day if the preacher goes lost or is unaware,
我骄傲的时候，我
贪
心的时候，我心里不圣洁的时候，我多希望有人来叫醒我，来骂醒我呀。
When I'm proud and greedy, when I am unaware, I hope someone will wake me from my slumber.
那时我会感谢你，我会真的感谢你，跪下来感谢神啊，因为你在救我呀。
And I would be thankful if somebody rescues me from that.
但是今天我们有这样做吗
？But today, do we do this?
一直在讲神祝福、神平安，这个很好，大家很热心，有意思吗？这样
we only talk about the blessings and the blessings of God.
这种道理不是不能讲，已经讲了几十年了，讲了百多年了。这种道，从小听到大了，神爱我们，神祝福我们啊，神给我们天国，不是这样子吗？
Sure, you can speak of God's love and blessing, but you have spoken about it for decades.
昨天我讲那个道理,
so yesterday,
谁去在乎主耶稣? 没有人在乎主。
Yesterday, I spoke of the sermon, who showed care and concern to Jesus? No one.
有一次在圣餐礼当中,
once during Holy Communion,
有一个信徒在祷告时候，在祝福的时候，一直哭，哭得很悲伤。
So when we bless the bread and cup, somebody cried bitterly.
圣餐礼过后，我去问他，你为什么这么悲伤呀？
And after the Holy Communion, I asked them why they cried.
他哭得很凄凉呀。
Why they cried so bitterly?
他说主耶稣很凄凉哦。
They said that Jesus is truly pitiful.
原来主耶稣显现哦，让他看。
Because Jesus manifested himself to them.
主耶稣呢，按着他的胸口啊。
And true,
很痛苦的样子, 非常痛苦的样子。
Pressing on his chest, he seemed to be in great suffering.
那他就问主耶稣啊, 你是不是心痛?
Therefore, the member asked, Jesus, does your heart ache?
主耶稣没有回答他。
Jesus did not reply.
这时看到胸口流出血来，透过胸流出血。 主耶稣的胸口一直流血，心在流血啊。
So blood was flowing out from the chest of Jesus where his heart was.
这样还需要问主耶稣吗?
So would we still need to ask Jesus?
你自己不会看吗? 你看不到主耶稣的心在流血吗?
Can't you see for yourself that the heart of Jesus is bleeding?
所以他自己很亏欠主，他说主啊，对不起啊。
Therefore, he felt very sorry toward Jesus, and he apologized.
都一直在关心自己, 没有人去理主了, 耶稣受伤, 耶稣痛苦, 耶稣心痛, 谁去理他呀?
We all care greatly for ourselves. We do not care about the heartache of Jesus.
还问主耶稣, 主啊, 你是不是心痛? 还需要问吗?
We even feel the need to ask Jesus whether his heart aches.
你的心在流血痛不痛? 你自己想想看哦。
Just imagine if your heart would ache if it bleeds.
我们再讲第三个心痛。
Now let us talk about the third heart ache.
谁在心痛?
Whose heart ache is
it?
And why does their heart ache?
请看《使徒行传》的20章。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传20章。
Acts chapter 20.
我们读29到30节。
Let us read verses 29 and 30.
第二三，我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间。 不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。31节。所以你们当警醒，纪念我3年之久，昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。保罗要离别以弗所教会的时候，
When Paul was about to leave the church of Ephesus,
特别邀请以弗所的长老、执事、负责人在港口那边见面，见最后的一面。
He invited the elders of the church of Ephesus to meet him at the harbor.
保罗说：“哦，你们要警醒，也要纪念我3年之久在以弗所教会，在你们那边昼夜不住的流泪劝勉你们呀。”
He told them to be wary, to remember how he had encouraged them for 3 years.
你以为保罗这么容易哭的人吗?
Do you think that Paul is someone
什么苦、什么煎熬、什么痛苦，他没有受过呢？他没有痛苦过呢？
Do you think he had not encountered suffering in his prison?
可是他却为教会，可以日夜不停地为他们流泪，为他们来流下眼泪啊。
However, he still cried tears of love day and night for the church.
3年里面不断地教导他们，不断地劝勉他们，不断地爱他们，换来的是什么？
He loved and warned them unceasingly for 3 years, for what?
所以保罗的心都碎了。
Therefore, Paul's heart was broken.
当他讲，我去之后，有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，他讲这句话的时候，他心都碎了。
He said, after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, and his heart was broken.
然后呢，你们中间的长老、负责人、最高教会最高的领袖要变质，要变成豺狼。
He told them that the people who held the highest positions, like the elders, would change.
你们在教会做侍奉，在教会当官越高，官位越来越大，当到做长老这么高，吞噬羊群，没有关心羊群，没有爱羊群，没有爱他们的灵魂，没有爱他们的生命，没有。
After ascending to such a high position, becoming elders, instead of loving the members, you consume the sheep of God.
表面的话，表面的那些节目。
All that you do are these superficial activities.
后来还乱讲道理，还偏离真理。
You simply speak the word of God and you depart from his teachings. So Paul was prophesying. He was prophesying that after he
just
departed,
this would happen.
The Holy Spirit was moving him because he was not God. He did not know who would change. Through his mouth, the Holy Spirit spoke those words. If you truly love the church, after praying in tears for the church, if the Holy Spirit moves you to say these things, your heart would be broken. Before their hearts turned, Paul was already praying for them in tears.
这就是心痛啊。
So this is heartache.
谁没有软弱呢？
Who doesn't have
weakness? 谁没有走错路呢？
Who wouldn't fall into the wrong path?
谁没有做错事呢？
Who hasn't done wrong?
这些都不是重点，都无所谓。
But this isn't the main point.
走错路了， 回头就好了。
It is fine if you go the wrong way because you can return.
以后不要再做错，悔改就好了。
If you have done wrong, just stop doing it and repent.
但现在不是。 现在是大家都不理他，都不听啊，不听主耶稣的道理，不接受呀。
But here the people refuse to listen to him and refuse to accept the word of God.
那他只能够怎么做呢？
So what could he do?
一直在骂吗？骂也没有用了的啦。
Could he scold them because it was of no use?
其实骂不是因为要骂，骂是因为要你醒过来。
He scolded them not for the sake of it, but to awake them.
因为讲的你已经不会听了，就用骂的。
Because you refuse to listen to me when I speak, so I have to scold you.
我问你，你为什么要骂你的孩子？
Have you never scolded your children before?
跟他好好讲，他已经不听了，他根本都不care你啊。
You scold them because they do not listen to you when you speak to them nicely.
这时候用骂的，骂在不就要用打的，不是这样子吗？
Therefore, you need to scold them, and if they do not listen, you have to physically discipline them.
再不然就用骂的，骂不了就用打的，用管教的。
So Jesus used the same method from speaking to encouraging to scolding and physically disciplining.
看32节。
Now let us read verse 32.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这个道理啊，能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人可以得到天国基业。我现在呢，只能够把你们交托给神。
Now I can only command you to God.
而且我也不在这里了。
Because I will no longer be here.
不能够当面劝你们了。
I cannot advise you.
再来呢，除了交托神，还有主耶稣恩惠的道理，把你们交托在主耶稣恩惠的道理里面，有很多的生命，有很多的恩典。
And trust you to God and to the word of His grace where there is life.
这个道理你们熟悉的，你们常常听的。
This word is something you are familiar with because you've heard it many times.
这个道理，这样的道理呢，能建立你们，叫你们灵魂得救，灵魂圣洁。
This word can build you up so that your soul will be sanctified.
所以我们今天讲道理，在敬拜神的时候讲最多道理。
Therefore, today, when we worship God, we are always talking sermons.
不是在讲什么背景啊，讲什么什么一大堆啰里啰嗦，是要建立信徒的灵魂信仰。 信仰的根基，让他们的灵魂得救。We
are not speaking about the Bible's background, but the Word of God to establish the foundation of our members' faith.
我们看这个提摩太前书一章。Let
us refer to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
因为知道保罗写最后一封书信要死的时候，他还纪念这件事情。This
is something Paul remembered even before writing his last epistle before his death.
他还想起这件事。
This is something he still remembered. Therefore, we can see how his heart never departed from the elders of the church.
请看提摩太前书一章三节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3.
1, 3. 我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你忍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。提摩太前书后书是保罗最后的书信，然后他就为主殉道了。它是最后的书信。
So this, First Timothy and Second Timothy are the last epistles before Paul martyred for Jesus.
最重要的，他写的时候，他也知道自己就快要死了。他知道，他不是不知道。
The most important thing is that he wrote it knowing that he was about to die.
他还纪念这件事情，还想起这件事。
He still remembered this.
所以他特别的吩咐提摩太哦，留在以弗所来关心他们，牧养他们。
He urged Timothy to remain in Ephesus to pastor them.
特别是那几个长老啊。那几个教会的负责人啊，你要劝他们，
especially,
要提醒他们，不断的提醒他们，不可以传异教。
Especially to the elders of the church, so that they would not teach other doctrines.
这就是保罗的心，牧养教会的心啊。
And this is the heart of Paul in pastoring the church of God.
当你看到启示录的时候
，But when we look at the book of Revelation,
已经变质了。
The church has already changed.
那个爱真理的心已经完全不存在。
A heart that initially loved the word of God no longer exists.
所以耶稣不是责备以弗所教会吗？把起初的爱，那不是爱，不是你爱我，我爱你，你知道吗？你请我吃饭，我请你看戏，你知道吗？
So,
那个起初的爱是爱真理的心，是爱神的心，已经没有了。
The initial love that they had for the word of God and for God no longer existed.
很多人解释啊，那个爱心啊，接待啊，爱来爱去啊，不是啦。
A lot of people
interpreted
that love as a love where we serve each other and show kind
concern.
If we go overseas and we meet our old friends and classmates, they would treat us with meals. That's nothing great about it.
爱真理的心是爱真神的心。
But this initial love refers to the love that loves Jesus and His word.
最重要的爱已经没有了，你剩下的爱还爱什么？已经没有意思了。
It's most important. Without it, everything else would be meaningless.
那种爱就是像社团啊、朋友啊、学校啊，大家关心啊、爱啊、吃饭啊，大家帮我，我帮你。这个世界也有啊。世界的人不信神的人也有呀。
It can be found within people who do not believe in Jesus.
牧者的心痛。
So this is the heart of the heartache of a pastor.
最后讲一个心痛。
So let us talk about the last heartache.
很糟糕，很糟糕的心痛。
It is a very terrible heartache.
是不应该的心痛。
It is a heartache that should not have happened.
那是指什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
请看马太福音书二十六章。
Let us refer to Matthew chapter 26.
犹大的心痛啊。
The heartache of Judas.
犹大会心痛什么东西啊？
Why would the heart of Judas ache?
我们看六节哦，六节到十节。
Let us read verses 6-10.
这里说哦，有一个女人哈、哦、打破一瓶来告耶稣。那么第八节说，门徒看见很不高兴啊，看到有人爱耶稣来告耶稣，很不高兴啊。
He speaks of a woman who anointed Jesus with a flask of fragrant oil, and a disciple was extremely angry.
不单只心里不高兴，嘴里还讲出来哦，嘴巴也讲出来哦，话也讲出来了。
Not only was he upset in his heart, he even spoke outwardly about it. In verse 8,
何必这样浪费钱呢？
He said, "Why this waste?"
这个香膏可以救济很多穷人呐、啊，可以帮助很多穷苦人，看多有爱心呐、啊。
This oil can be sold for much and given to the poor. So look at the love that he has.
这个门徒是谁？
But who was this disciple?
十四节的答案。
Verse 14.
十四节到十六节。
In verses 14-16.
一二三。当下十二个门徒里有一个称为加勒人犹大的去见祭司长，说我把他交在你们，你们愿意给我多少钱，他们就给了他30块钱。从那时候起，他就找机会把耶稣交给他们。他看得很不爽啊。
He was very upset.
然后说这样很浪费钱啊。
He said that it was a waste of money.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹，坐在耶稣身上的叫做很浪费钱是吗？
Is it a waste to spend money on Jesus Christ?
坐在主耶稣身上的叫做乱花钱是吗？
When we spend money on Jesus, are we wasting?
如果买一个比较好的东西给教会给主耶稣，叫做乱花钱吗？
If we buy something good for the church for Jesus,
如果要讲乱花钱，你家里的你根本乱花钱呐、啊！你买给家里的沙发多少钱你知道吗？
If we
进口来的多少钱你知道吗？
By that logic, the sofa that we bought for our house is a great waste of money.
你家里所用的什么都是高级的，那些装修多么堂皇豪华，请问是不是乱花钱？
Look at the grand installments and renovations that we have at home.
Is that a waste of money?
No, we think that it is worth it because it is our money.
但是坐在耶稣身上只是买好一点，也不是说最好，只是好一点，浪费钱，乱乱花钱。
But if we buy something a little better for Jesus, we call it a waste of money.
老实讲,
we often hear words like this. And these were the words of Judas. Why must we waste so much money on Jesus? Just spend it on the poor.
他们的道理很堂皇的，道理很强的。
So they have.
但都是在说谎。
They have many teachings, but all their teachings are lies.
当下哦，立刻哦，马上哦，十四节英文是不是马上？
So in verse 14,
没有马上，当下，立刻，哎呦，英文是怎样形容呀？他只是想去，啊，只是想去，去呀，就是去而已啊，哎呀，少掉一个字。 中文翻译马上立刻。So
in the Chinese translation, there's the word immediately.
他顶不顺了。
Because he could not stand it any longer.
而且主耶稣也责备他。
Because Jesus also rebuked him.
没有赞成他的讲法。
He did not agree with his statement.
耶稣说：“穷人，你们常常有在，随时都可以做啊，帮助穷人，随时可以。”
He told Judas that the poor will always be with you, so you can always help them.
我已经不在了，我都不久我就已经不在了。
But I will not be with you forever.
爱主要把握机会。
Therefore, if you love Jesus, you must seize hold of this chance.
穷人每天都有，时时刻刻都有穷人。
Because the poor will always be with you.
但耶稣不是时时刻刻都，当时都在的。
But back then, Jesus would not be with them forever.
哇。 犹大听到耶稣不单只没有接受他的意见，还讲他，有责备他。Instead
of accepting Judas' opinion, Jesus
马上离开现场哦，当下就是马上离开现场，去找律师，去找祭司。Therefore,
Judas left and sought the chief priest.
马上谈价钱，给我多少钱？谈价钱哦。He
asked him, "What? How much can you pay me?"
你愿意给我多少？
How much are you willing to pay?
我们愿意给你30块钱。
So I'm willing to pay you 30 pieces of silver.
刚好就是这个香膏的价钱，大概是一样的价钱。
And this is similar to the price of that flask of oil.
有这么巧的事情吗？
Is there such a great coincidence?
犹大看到有人这样爱耶稣，那个钱这样。 用在耶稣身上，他心痛啊！哎呦，这么浪费哦！好像砰打碎那个香膏流出来，留在地上，留在耶稣身上，反正钱就没有掉了。心痛啊！Felt
a great heartache when he saw the woman wasting that money to anoint Jesus.
今天我们若也会心痛。Today
we will also have heartache.
请问是犹大的心痛，还是保罗的心痛？
But is our heartache the heartache of Judas or of Paul?
犹大的心痛是因为得不到一些小钱而心痛。
Judas' heartache because he could not receive that little amount of money.
保罗的心痛是因为教会以及教会的同工变质而心痛。
Meanwhile, Paul's heartache was because the members of church has changed.
那主耶稣的心痛又是为了什么呢？
What about the heartache of Jesus?
我们又看到大卫心痛的时候，反而更加信靠神，更加的亲近神。
We saw how David trusted God more and drew closer to Him in his heartache.
但愿神安慰我们的心。
So let us pray that God will comfort our hearts.
就算心痛，也愿意。
So that even though we have a heartache, we would be still willing to serve Him.